The following is a paid political spot, paid for by Mark Woods for City Council.
As you heard, we have Mark Woods joining us in the studio discussing his candidacy for North Platte City Council in the 4th Ward. Mark, good to see you again, sir.
You too, Tristan. Happy to be here.
Now, Mark, before we dive into things, let's give folks a little bit of background on yourself here as a candidate for City of North Platte. Tell us about your background here in the City of North Platte. Are you a lifelong resident, Mark?
No, I'm not. I moved here in 81. The man who taught me to lay carpet asked me to move up here and help him, and I just had my first child. I lived in the Denver metro area, and I didn't want to raise my kids there. And
understandable.
So I moved up here, and he made me an offer I couldn't refuse. He was going to pay me more than I thought I was worth. Obviously, he thought I was worth it, and I am a hard worker, and he knew that. So I moved up here, and I fell in love with the town. You know, I just love living here. It's a great place to live. The people are very good. They're hardworking. They're honest, most of them. And like any place, that's anywhere you go. We worked a while, and then we opened our own business out on Rodeo Road. And over time, I bought him out, and it became my business. And then I discovered that I really didn't like owning a retail business. I more enjoyed being out on the job. So I closed the business up and did that. During this time, I was involved with a lot of things. I was involved in a Christian school that was parent-run. And, you know, we did all the work. We were on the board. I spent time on the board. I was involved in sports as coaching and refereeing because my kids were involved, so I went out to help that out. You know, that's all volunteer stuff. And, you know, I was involved in politics a little, but I got frustrated with it and kind of walked away and just concentrated on work. And my wife and I started, getting into rental property as a way to have a viable retirement and not rely on my Social Security to get by,
sure,
which we all know is very hard to do. And then that brought me to a couple years. I think it's been about 2 years. I missed politics, and I started going back to the meetings again because I was interested, and I'm a citizen, and you should be involved. You know, it's to your benefit to know what's going on, and not with any intent to run because, you know, that's just not my thing. I'm kind of a quiet guy and prefer to be out of the limelight. But, you know, then one thing led to another, and I decided to run, and here I am, and I think I can do good things for the city. I think I have common sense. I'm a fairly intelligent guy, I believe, and if people voted for me, I think I would look out for their interests and the city's. But, you know, those two things generally combine. If it's good for the citizen, it should be good for the city.
Yeah, hopefully. I would say 9 times out of 10, what benefits the city benefits its citizens.
Yes. So that's kind of what led me to be sitting here today.
So, Mark, we've been recapping the city council meetings on Thursday morning. This past Tuesday city council meeting was a little faster in terms of there was not public comments to be had on any of the items.
Right. And I would like to make just a couple quick comments on the housing thing. It's going to pass. You know, there's a final reading, and it'll be passed. There were some amendments made, which were adopted, and people should know the city is not going to be going out and checking rental properties. That is not what this is about. A tenant must first make a complaint, you know, and start the process. I think there might have been a little better way to do it. I think it could have been just a North Platte ordinance instead of bringing it into the International Housing Maintenance Code. All private residences were brought in. At the present time, the city does inspect if you get a hot water heater, a furnace, if you have electrical panel work done, if you're remodeling or adding on. The city inspects all this, and that's fine. They should. But I don't believe our private residences should have been brought into this housing maintenance code. And then I was a big pusher for there are protocols already in place for renters to bring landlords into court. They can put their money, their rent money aside in a fund and complain and start the process. And that will force the landlord into court to fix it, and then he'll get his rent money. Mm-hmm. But I thought this should be in the pamphlet they're going to be print, because I believe in personal responsibility, and I think the tenant and landlords can work this out. This is, you know, private business. Now, the city would have to come and inspect, because you've got to have an inspection for the legal end of it. But, you know, I thought this should be put into the pamphlet they're going to print up. But, well, you know, they didn't agree with me. So,
well,
that's that.
The city has stressed, like you brought up, Mark, they're not going to be banging down doors, asking for inspections, and individuals aren't going to be driving around looking for A, B, and C necessarily. In terms of getting this housing code updated, that's been a big thing that Mayor Livingston wanted to accomplish before his term as mayor was done.
Yes, and it did need updated. I agree with that. And I deal with Dave Hahn and Norm Prank, you know, in some of my dealings, and they're reasonable men. They're not going to be out there, you know, bothering everybody. Like I said, there has to be a complaint made before they're going to do anything.
Yep.
Well, unless they come across a house, you know, where the roof...
It's horrible.
Yeah, where it's obviously unsafe. Yeah. And that's only common sense that then they would
absolutely.
Go, hey, you got to fix this.
We need to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. If it's common sense and stands out to the naked eye that much, then yeah, they're going to do something. But.
So I disagree with a few of the finer points. You know, I think they could have been enacted and made it better, but that's just my opinion.
Now, a big item that was on the agenda for the city council meeting on Tuesday is the Iron Eagle Golf Course, the possibility of having it leased or sold. And Iron Eagle is something that we've talked about a little bit, Mark, you and I haven't discussed it as of recent. So how do you feel with this recent resolution coming our way for the Citizens of North Platte?
I'm ecstatic. There have been the people that have worked behind the scenes to bring this to fruition need to be thanked. I don't even know who they all are, but thank you. You know, they worked to get that quit claim deed brought about so that this could happen. And this is the best thing for the city, and it's needed to be done for a long time. So.
Now, one struggle that the city councilmen have is it's a balancing act. We've talked about that quite a bit here on KUDY. We've talked about that with you yourself, Mark. But it's a difficult task in terms of we ask you to represent your ward, but at the same time you represent the city. And like you said before, what benefits citizens of North Platte likely benefits the city. And same thing with individual wards. But how do you plan to attack this balancing act if the citizens of Ward 4 elect you to represent them and the city of North Platte?
Well, I'm a big proponent of development in all forms and in all portions of the city. One good thing is this new city administrator seems to agree with that he doesn't see a divide. I in the past, maybe I'm off base, but it seems as if past administrations kind of forgot about us. We get a few grants for roads, you know, to pave and stuff. But I think the city's moving more towards realizing that the whole city is valuable and that development anywhere is a good thing. So there are some businesses that my opponent has been talking about on the north side. And I went around and talked to these guys because, you know, I get excited. And that would be Ellett's and Langemeyer's and Bridge Street. And I went and talked to all of these guys, and I love them. These are men who started their businesses, no help from anybody. They built their businesses. Ellett's has been on the north side forever. They were here when I was here. Bridge Street, I talked to Wes, who manages it here. He's been there for at least 15 years. I mean, the main office is in another city, but... And Langemeyer, I remember when he started, it's been close to 20 years ago, my son-in-law went to work for him for a little while. But they built their businesses. They're all very successful. They never took a dime from anybody. They did all of this on their own. And I say kudos to them because these are businessmen I really love.
Again, we have Mark Woods joining us here discussing his candidacy for North Platte City Council. Mark Woods joining us with a paid political interview. And Mark, we know that this would be your first go in terms of an elected position to this magnitude. But if elected, how do you plan to work with your fellow councilmen or possibly councilwomen and with the mayor and the previously mentioned city administrator?
Well, the thing that works best, we all just sit down and talk to each other and you know, we all put out our ideas and, you know, and we just honestly look at the facts and the ideas and don't get involved in an ideology or anything. Just look at what's best and what will work best for the city. I've been in business all my life, and I really believe that government should be run very similarly to a business.
Do you have any relationships with any of the councilmen or possible councilmen or women that may make it onto the council or with either of our mayoral candidates, Mark?
Yeah, I do. Ed, of course, is my neighbor, and we talk.
And the fourth ward.
Yeah, you know, Ed Reeker. I forget, everybody doesn't know.
Most people know Ed as Ed, though.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, I talk with Ty a little bit. I worked with his dad. I did work for his dad for years at Swan's Furniture. I've recently started talking to Jim Carman. He's a fine man, and I have his support. I met Donna Tryon. We got together before the mayoral election to... Ed asked me to come, and her and Karen Tallman, and we got together for lunch and tried to get a mayoral candidate that we liked. Well, we didn't succeed. We got a list, and none of them wanted to do it. But that's how I met Donna, and then she started running. So, you know, we run into each other at the meetings and stuff, and we talk. And you know, I kind of avoid talking to them at the moment because they're all busy men. And, you know, if I am elected to council, then, yeah, I'll do a lot more talking with them.
Sure, sure.
And that'll be good.
And regardless of if you're elected for city council in the 4th Ward or not, we know that you do plan to remain extremely active in terms of helping out the city however you can and continuing to attend the meetings. It's just a matter of where you're sitting during those meetings.
Yeah, I would be, yeah. Some people may not like this, but I'm not going away. I would like, if I'm not elected to the council, then I'll probably try to get on some of the advisory boards and whatnot to have my opinions heard. I would have liked to have been on the housing maintenance board, the board that brought this, and have gotten my opinions out there. But yeah, I'm not going to go away. I like being up with what's going on in the city. As a citizen, you know, it's my duty to be involved.
Now, Mark, we do have to wrap up here in about a minute, but if folks want to get a hold of you and discuss your candidacy, or maybe there's some citizens in the city that have some concerns personally they want to pick your brain about, how can they contact you and learn more about you as a candidate ahead of the November election?
They can call me at 534-5458, or my email address is mtwoods52@gmail.com, and I would be more than happy to hear from you. I'd like to know what your concerns are and you know, what the council could do to make the city better, and everybody has a good idea.
Well, Mark, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you again here in a few weeks.
Okay, thank you, Tristan.
This has been a paid political spot, paid for by Mark Woods for City Council.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning after a quick break on KODY.